Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hello, good afternoon, friends. This is Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. Dave, we have a very good subject for our friends today. What do you think about submission?
Big word.
Big word.
It's a big word, but it's nice to be with you, and let's tackle it together, and we'll see what we can accomplish.
Well, I think it's an important subject. That's why we try to tackle this one and see if we can't let them know that, you know, submission with the Lord begins when all of your agreements, your worldly agreements, disappear. When all those are finished, now then we have a submission. And we have to be careful about that sort of thing. Your willingness to embrace the leadership of others are the woes of those that you submit to. And that's what's important. Obeying others, other people that have rule over you, and submitting yourselves, for they watch your soul, is what we must give account for. And they can do that with joy, not with necessarily with grief. And that can be for a profit, or it can be not for profit. And it says that in Hebrews chapter 13, where they say things like that. Hebrews chapter 13 is a very, very, very powerful chapter. I remember studying that one in the past. It says a lot of things like, Jesus is the same yesterday as he is today and as he is tomorrow. That comes out of Hebrews 13 as well. I think it's verse 8. But that's what this material is talking about. Sometimes when we have to submit ourselves to those people, we have to make sure it's Jesus who is guiding our decision and our thought process. Many assume that leadership is a strong, powerful thing that makes others submit to us. Well, submission often implies weakness. Some people see it that way. True submission is evidence of respect, though. It's flexibility, it's trust and humility. It is a quality of champions. So you have to be able to submit to a leadership and follow the direction and guidance of those superior to you. It's almost like a mentor. Let's think of it in terms of a mentor rather than giving in. I'd rather think of it as leadership, as guidance and teaming and following a direct path. But there's a lot of facts about submission that we should have to consider. Those in authority are commanded to reward those who do submit. Feed the flock of God which is among you. Remember studying that comes right out of 1 Peter chapter 5. There's a couple of verses in there that say things of that nature. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear the rule, the people mourn. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 2. Again, they're talking about submission to leadership, making certain that we submit to the right people for the right reasons.
Sometimes people don't understand how to get a promotion.
Yeah, what do you think?
When you learn how to submit, you're going to get the job. Yep. There's a lot of things that people don't remember when they're trying to get their work. For promotion, neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one and setteth up another. You want to get somewhere in the world, learn how to be full of submission. I've been married 58 years, Giff.
Yeah, you learned to submit?
If I hadn't, I could be divorced today.
Every one of us could say that, Dave. Every one of us would say that.
Some people who don't know how to submit, that's where the divorce comes in. All of a sudden, they check their marriage and look for the next one. They say, well, what happened to me?
Yep.
And maybe sometimes we never talk about submission. That's why this program really ticks it at times, if not every time, because we talk about subjects that deal with people, families, church. Yeah. We all have to learn how to submit to each other.
That's exactly right.
So
that is exactly right. And that's what we're trying to share with them today. They have to have a common mentor. Elijah submitted to Elijah. Remember studying all that? He received a double portion of Elijah's mantle as a reward. Submission is always a result of inner joy. Looking into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy was that was set before him endureth the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I just read that out of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. So Jesus is telling us the same thing. Submission must become your personal choice. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. James chapter 4. You can read those kinds of words. Jesus himself knew the rewards of submission. When he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed before Calvary. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, nor as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, even so I do. Arise, let us go henceforth. John chapter 14. Again, Jesus is submitting. If ye keep my commandments, ye abide with my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandments, he abides in his love. John 15. Again. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. That's John chapter 14. So these kinds of verses are commonplace, Dave, throughout the Bible, where Jesus encourages us to look for the proper authority, that Christ-like advice and guidance, and team up and go forward, submitting to the direction that our leaders provide for us.
There are a lot of people who find themselves in seasons of tragedy. And it's always, when you have a tragedy, it's because you failed to submit to somebody that was above you,
mm-hmm. That's right.
To authority. I am willing to submit a person of cooperation. Every great leader always began as a great follower. They honored the authority established by God. What's it say in Hebrews?
That's right.
What is the scripture there?
Yeah, there is a Hebrews chapter 13. Again, says things like, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your souls as they give, they must give account what they may do with it, with joy and with not with for grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Hebrews chapter 13 says that. So they're telling you, straight out, it's all biblical, that you must submit yourself. There's another piece out of Proverbs I'd like to share when we're talking about this area. It was not their weakness that made them easy to govern. It was their deep understanding of the laws of promotion. Seeth thou a man dignant in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. That comes out of Proverbs chapter 22.
And it also says in the Bible that children are commanded to submit to their parents.
That's right.
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. I think the Lord commands us as parents to take care of the family. Yeah. If you're listening to us today and you're really paying attention and God's word is really able to get inside you, it will make a difference. It will birth prosperity in your home. And with your children, with your husband. You won't always be talking down about what you don't have and how poor you are and how we should maybe get another partner. Marriage is on the rocks. That's not the way life is.
That's right. That's right. The Bible tells us continuously the where to submit and where not to submit. Fathers are commanded to submit to the word of God in rearing their children. Fathers are instructed, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and in the admonishing of the Lord. That's right out of Ephesians chapter 6. Submission to authority affects your health. That's biblical. Paul emphasizes to children in submitting to their parents, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Remember reading that in Ephesians chapter, that's in chapter 6.
There's something else I want to talk about.
Okay.
If you learn how to submit to your parents, it's a proof that longevity of life is yours on earth. My parents both died when they were 91.
Wow.
And I said way back then, how could a sentence like that benefit me?
Mm-hmm.
And could I have the long life that God gave my parents? Is that available to me?
Yes, it is. Yes.
And how do I accept that and receive that and live by faith and do even more than my parents did for me?
Wow.
That's what they taught me worked.
Yep.
And I'm happy today. I am 10 years younger than my parents when they died.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 10 years to...
At least, yeah.
Yes. I used to get real upset about my life and how long it would be, but no longer. It could end tomorrow.
And you'll be happy.
And I feel like that I have done my part.
Yes.
Okay?
You know something we all should be able to say that, Dave? You were correct. We look at this submission and these ideas. You're reflecting to family and parents and that sort of thing. And you know what goes into your employment as well? Employees are instructed to have a submissive attitude towards their bosses. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh. With fear and trembling in your singleness in your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as man pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service to the Lord and not to men. That's Ephesians chapter 6. You'll find those kind of words. So in other words, Jesus is saying we all have a boss, somebody we have to listen to. When our boss gives us directions, we have to follow those words. And that's the godly thing to do, knowing that whatsoever good things any man doeth, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether it be bond or free, doesn't matter. That's also out of Ephesians chapter 6. Wives are instructed in the Word of God to submit themselves to the spiritual authority of their husbands. And there's scripture to support that as well. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be their own husband in everything. So that's a mutual thing as well. A wife says submit to the husband the same as the husband submits to the Lord. These are worldly, scripturally enforced thought processes that we all must follow. The Word of God commands our submission in honoring and respecting one another. Those are the words that you were alluding to a little earlier, Dave. I think that perhaps we should even put more emphasis on that. Submitting yourself to one another for the fear of God is something that's just mandatory. That's right out of Ephesians chapter 5 as well. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 18, you find those kind of words. So all throughout the scriptures, this thought process is generating itself again and again and again, that we have to know when to say yes and when to say no, mostly respecting one another.
Well, we're rewarded for our submission. Yeah. I like that. In the Bible, Ruth submitted to Naomi, and she said the lines that have become famous in our music department of the church. You go to any wedding, and this probably will come up. Whither thou goest, I will go. And where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and my God shall be my God. And where you diest, I will die, and there will I be buried. And the Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. That's a great story.
Yes,
where,
yes it is.
I probably could not sing that whole song, and then that verse really comes at you in words that are not in the music totally. But we sang in a lot of weddings, and we learned that song so that we could sing it on a moment's notice.
Really? And, you mean talking about the couriers now?
Yes.
Okay.
When the couriers, when you go to a wedding, everybody would say sometime during the night, yeah. Hey, couriers, sing that song about Naomi and Ruth, and go where she goes and do what she does.
Is that right? You were always prepared to sing
and
that one.
Somebody would always come and say, can you sing another song? You have one more song before we leave? And we'd always say, oh, yeah, we have one more.
And that was it, huh?
Yeah, whither thou goest, I will go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a good wedding song. And it's all based on Scripture. And again, we have to learn when to submit. Submit to the Holy Spirit always produces prosperity. And that's right. I mean, that's scripturally sound as well. And let me read from the Second Chronicles here, a verse I found. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding of the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. So it's the same thought process. Again, you have to know when to speak up in behalf of the Lord. Uncommon leaders choose uncommon proteges. To follow them. That's just the way it is. Joshua was loyal and submitted to Moses. Okay, that's what he had to do. After the death of Moses, then they answered Joshua, saying, all that thou commandest us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. According to what we hearken unto Moses in all things, we will hearken unto thee. Only the Lord thy God be with thee as he was with Moses. I read that out of Joshua chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. So again, we're talking about leadership. We're talking about following the word, submitting to those in authority, and then assuming that leadership role in yourself. And you were reflecting that same thought process with the family. One family passes it on to the next generation, and of course the next generation in turn passes it on to their siblings and their children as well. So it all works out even. It's just a fact of life. It's the way we have to do it. It's the way it's been for thousands of years, and it's biblically sound. The submission of parents to authority directly affects the heavenly behavior of their children. You spent some time here sharing that thought with us a few moments ago, and I think it's a very powerful thought. When your children see a radar detector in the dash of your car, it is a moment to your personal rebellion to the law, right? Because you're trying to fight it off. Well, it will become impossible to persuade your children to that submission to government authority and that the law is going to bring the benefits if they see that sort of thing. So, again, we are submitting to the law. We are submitting to doing the right thing, not the wrong thing. And we have to be careful what we pass on to the next generation. Humble submission always generates a guarantee. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor thy life. That's Proverbs chapter 22. Submission to qualified authority offers protection. God guaranteed it for Israel. And I will rebuke and devour you for the sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vines cast their fruits before the time in the fields, saith the Lord of hosts. That's Malachi chapter 3. You see, so God did not simply instruct you to bring in your tithe. He promised to protect everything that you created or everything you generated. And the covenant reward is for everyone who's involved with that. Fathers in authority are commanded to protect their families and their children. Ministers protect their flocks. Counselors, they even provide protection. Where no counsel is, the people will fall. But the multitude of the counselors, there is safety. That's Proverbs chapter 11. Those who govern you are under the authority of God as well. Remember that. Husbands are commanded to treat their wives as Christ treated the church. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies? He that loveth his wife loveth himself, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. Ephesians chapter 5. So you see, the submission thing is working both ways. Husband to wife, wife to husband, children to parents, parents to children. Submission offers uncommon rewards. Submission qualifies your authority, produces provision. And God offers this, and it should come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day. My, that's out of Deuteronomy chapter 28. It says a lot about that sort of thing. Giving of the fruits and following the cattle and the fruits of the ground and sharing it all together in a submission fashion to one another. And I think that's what it means. In other words, food. They're feeding us. We've got to learn to share and submit to the good things that we are blessed with every day. David, you have any other thoughts that you'd like to share on the subject of submission?
It came into my memory as you were talking. You mentioned something about submitting to the government.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We went to South Africa for a missionary tour, about 3 weeks. And the man went with us, who had been going every year, but he decided he'd go with us the year that we went. He brought along with us, with him, he brought a little machine that would be given to the policeman, and he would hold it up as cars went by, and that little machine would tell them how fast they were going.
Okay.
Okay. We laughed at him for taking that, but he everywhere he went, he sold them to, he'd go to the police department and say, look, here's what I have. And they said, oh, man, we need that. That's great. Give me that, whatever it costs. And next time we went, we met John there. And he'd already been living there for a while. And he came, and he had another machine. I said, John, what are you doing? He said, I gave the policeman a machine. Now I gave all the people the machine that told it buzzed when they came in the sight of the man who was the policeman who had the gun on the other side. And so he was working both ends
yeah.
trying to get the job done.
Yep.
I'm wondering what the third thing is that John will now invent. So, and we've all been through those, haven't you? They're not there anymore. I don't know whether the government has laxed a little bit or things have gone slowly or people don't go as fast. I don't believe that. I believe they're going faster than they ever have.
I think so, too.
But that's not important to us anymore. Nobody goes out and buys those.
Yeah, that's right. They're obsolete.
But the authority, there's ways to get by it, ways to live with it, ways to destroy yourself.
And that's right.
Ways to destroy the enemy.
Very good. That is a very good example of what we're trying to bring out today. When to submit, when not to submit, and what's right and what's wrong. And what does the scripture say about it? That was a very good illustration, Dave. Thank you. I like the way you think. You know, it's the employers and the employees have to know when to submit to the authorities. And all of these things work right out of the scriptures. We're doing what we are told to do, to respect the authority. And let's see, there's another scripture reading I want to share before we have to sign off from Ephesians chapter 6. It says, and ye masters do the same thing unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Ephesians chapter 6 says that. So he's talking about the employers there. You are commanded to submit to the word of God and the chain of authority it teaches. And we pass that on from generation to generation. You learn to respect the people and their authority, and no matter what it is. I often said that that was some of our problem with the immigration system. We see all these things on the TV about submission, and the police have to shoot somebody. You know, I always said there's one thing that we have to teach people when they're coming into this country for the first time. If there's one word in English that you need to learn, it's stop. When the policeman says stop, you got to stop, you know? And that's the submitting to authority. Those are the kind of points we're trying to illustrate today, Dave. Well, we've exhausted our time. It's time for us to move on. We hope we've made some valid points that would encourage you to walk closer to the life of Jesus today and every day. Merry Christmas, my friends.
It's good to be with you. This is the Christmas season, and I hope that you're having a great one. Merry Christmas, one and all. Bye-bye.